The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, one of the best-known country's actors and comedians, Neil Tobin, has died. The 89-year-old passed away in Dublin this morning following a long illness. Take a listen to Neil with Gay on The Late Late.
They say, and we've often been told, that Cork people have a particular sense of humour, a particular biting wit. You studied humour from all over the world in the course of your work. Is this true?
Well, I don't know, because tell you the truth, I'm flared out at them.
Before he's done.
I'm flared out because I'm rehearsing all day.
What is?
Are you going to ask me what I'm rehearsing?
What are you rehearsing all day?
Me cock accent.
Well, of course, he was a proud Corkman. So it's a great pleasure to be joined by another proud Corkman, freelance journalist and writer Pat Fitzpatrick, to pay tribute. What are your thoughts at this time, Pat?
Do you know, I think he was kind of our Billy Connolly in a way, even though 20 years later, you know, I remember it's you know, apt that this should happen so soon after Gay Byrne, because I always associate the two of them. We would have seen Neil Tobin. Obviously, Neil Tobin lived in Dublin for a lot of the time, so you wouldn't have seen him that much in Cork. But we would have seen him on The Late Late a lot, you know, when I was growing up, 70s and 80s. And I think what he did is, I mean, first thing he did is he introduced the notion of accents in Ireland. Like a lot of his, he had that CD Live and Kicking, and a lot of it was his ability to capture accents and just the really small things and the nuance as well, that he captured the character and the accent, not just the words and the sounds, but he almost, you know, he captured something inherent in the different counties, and he gave people a sense. And the other thing is, the humour was all fairly gentle. You know, there was never, so he wasn't Billy Connolly in the sense that it wasn't brutal or harsh or anything like that in some of it. It was fairly gentle. But I think, you know, his mother was from Kerry, and he grew up in Cork. And I think that is that peculiar kind of tradition, oral tradition around here. And I think in a lot of ways what he's done, Ivan, is he's kind of preserved jokes that he would have gathered them up. You know, I'm not even sure all of them would have been his, but he would have heard, I'd say, the good ear, and he heard stories along the way. And I remember actually him saying one of the drawbacks of being Neil Tobin was wherever he went, he'd have to listen to a fella coming up to him, remember, saying, "Going, oh, I have a good one for you," and he'd have to sit there and decide for himself whether it was a good one. But we were lucky in a way, because, you know, now all those things are preserved, and you can go on YouTube and look at all the clips.
His acting hasn't got the credit it deserves in terms of the less comedic roles. It is a long and distinguished career, and I think he has the record for the most performances on the boards of Borstal Boy.
Yeah, and he's also appeared in Waiting for Godot. I was actually looking at, he got an honorary degree in UCC, and I was looking at Des McHale, who wrote the Kerryman book jokes, kind of led the tribute, and he was talking about seeing him in 1971 in Nottingham, playing opposite Peter O'Toole and Donal McCann in Waiting for Godot. So, you know, it was that, and he played on Broadway with Borstal Boy. He played in The Field in Moscow, John B. Keane's play. And he played Playboy of the Western World, Ballroom of Romance movie. He's in Bracken. He was in Far and Away, the movie Far and Away. He was in Ryan's Daughter. You know, so he's a long and distinguished career, going back 50 years. But again, I suppose the iconic stuff that we'll all remember would be more the stuff on The Late Late Show, the comedy stuff on The Late Late Show.
Tell me about, do you know about his illness? I mean, was he ill for a long time? Because he has faded from the public view somewhat, has he? When was he most recently prominent?
Well, I mean, he was, I'm reading this is from June 2010. It's funny you should say that, because I haven't seen much or any of him recently. I know he's mentioned as long as, I don't know what the illness was, but it is a bit like that, almost like the thing with Gay Byrne as well, where we're almost having to set back 10 years. You know, for a certain generation of people, they would never have heard about Neil Tobin. I can remember, in my parents, you know, would have been talking about people that really we wouldn't have, you know, I would have known him, but certainly people, say, in their 30s probably wouldn't have heard a lot of Neil Tobin or seen his work. But there's so many shades of it in so much, even things like Father Ted and things like that, that I think the kind of way he treated comedy and the way he told a story, because he was a raconteur on top of everything else, that you know, that's going to live on. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think he's been very active. But he'll be 90 this month, I think.
Indeed. 89. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah. All right, Pat Fitzpatrick, thank you for paying tribute to the legend that is Neil Tobin, giving so much pleasure to so many people. Do text me your tributes, 53106, at this sad time of his passing. Thanks indeed, Pat.